Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of war crimes in the Gaza Strip after more than a year at war with the militant group Hamas. It declared war on Hamas after the militant group's October 7th terror attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Human Rights Watch says in a new report, Israel has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip, including massive forced displacements that amount to ethnic cleansing. The study adds, people have been killed while evacuating under Israeli orders and in Israeli-designated humanitarian zones. The conclusion they find is the widespread, deliberate demolition of homes and civilian infrastructure in Gaza, some of them to carve out a new road bisecting the territory and establishing a buffer zone along Israel's border, was likely to permanently displace many Palestinians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian Health Ministry officials said an Israeli strike hit a school sheltering displaced families in Gaza City on Thursday, killing four people. Syria's state news agency says Israel has carried out two airstrikes, one on a western neighborhood of Damascus and another on a suburb of the capital. Syrian state media reported 15 people were killed in the strikes on residential buildings. Israel said the attacks targeted military sites and the headquarters of the Islamic militant group. A senior Lebanese official has signaled that Hezbollah is ready to pull its forces away from the Lebanese-Israeli border in any ceasefire, while rejecting Israel's demand for freedom to act against the Iran-backed group in Lebanon in the future. Pressing its offensive, Israel launched airstrikes on Beirut's Hezbollah-controlled southern suburbs on Thursday for a third consecutive day. Senior Lebanese official Ali Hassan Khalil, speaking to Al Jazeera late on Wednesday, said Lebanon was ready to precisely implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which ended a 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah. This is VOA News. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Gennady Gadilov, told reporters on Thursday that Russia is open to negotiations on an end to the Ukraine war if initiated by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
We are open and we are ready to cooperate. But of course, we will be cooperating on the basis of our national interests. This is, I would say, it's the main point. So let's wait and see.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky repeatedly has said peace cannot be established until all Russian forces are expelled and all territory captured by Moscow, including Crimea, is returned. South Korea's 4B movement has gone viral on social media in the wake of Donald Trump's U.S. presidential election win. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
South Korea's feminist 4B movement is built on four principles: no dating, no marriage, no childbirth, and no sex. And it sparked an interest among U.S. women after Donald Trump's U.S. presidential election victory. Lee Min-jung is a South Korean feminist author and an early member of the 4B movement.
I think Trump's re-election would have given a sense of crisis for minorities. Since it has a negative impact on women's human rights, I think there has been a lot of interest among women in the U.S. in joining this movement because they must have felt the need for some sort of action to solve this issue by themselves.
Experts say the movement emerged after a series of sex crimes shocked South Korea, including thousands of cases of spy cams.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Authorities in Brazil on Thursday were searching for the motive of the 59-year-old locksmith who apparently tried to bomb the Supreme Court, killing himself in the process. The federal district state government said that Brazilian police found explosives in the house where he was staying. According to authorities, no explosives were left at the plaza where the bombing happened, but a truck found near the lower house of Congress was searched for further threats. Sri Lanka began counting votes cast on Thursday in a snap general election that will decide if the Indian Ocean island nation will give its new leftist president greater legislative power to help the poor as it recovers from a financial meltdown. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake.
We believe this is a crucial election that will mark the turning point of the country. In this election, the National People's Power expects to secure a mandate in order to build a very strong parliament, and we're confident that the people will give us that mandate.
Dissanayake was elected in September, but his National People's Power coalition had just three of parliament's 225 seats. Counting of the paper ballots started shortly after polling closed on Thursday, with results expected on Friday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.